أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألك أهل الكتاب أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء. فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك فقالوا أرنا الله جهرة فأخذتهم الصاعقة بظلمهم ثم اتخذوا العجل من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات فعفونا عن ذلك وآتينا موسى سلطانا مبينا. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 153 of Surah An-Nisa. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the deficiency, the incorrect understanding of the Bani Israel, especially the Yahud. They brought Iman in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which was obviously the command of Allah, but they failed to follow the command of Allah and disobeyed him in bringing Iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Nasara brought Iman in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam because it was the command of Allah, but then they failed to obey Allah Ta'ala when it came to the matters of Iman on our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Continuing with regards to the Yahud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this address is to console Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of some of the demands that they had made upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yas'aluka ahlul kitab, the ahl kitab, the people of the book, more especially here the Yahud, they ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء, that you should reveal, you should bring down a book from the sky. Now here they make this demand upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam had received the scriptures in a written form from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tablets were written and given to Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Wahi upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came via Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite it. This was not good enough for them. Now they wanted this in a written form, and obviously these matters, when they made these type of demands on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why are they behaving in this way, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about me in the Torah, in the Injil, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had confirmed my nubuwat, why are they making these type of demands? So as consoling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala revealed this verse, but together with that, for you and I, there is another aspect also. They had not brought Iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and although that did not give them to the right to make these demands, we have brought Iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should not behave in the same way. So hence Allah Ta'ala says, فَقَدَ سَأَلُوا مُوسَىٰ أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly they asked Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, they made a demand on Musa alayhi salam, أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ, even greater than that. Here they wanted a book in the written form, and they made that demand upon you, but with regards to Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, they brought Iman in him. And after they brought Iman in him, they still did not believe in him. And what was that demand? فَقَالُوا أَرِنَ اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً. They said, show us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّاعِقَةَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ. Then a thunderbolt had taken hold of them, gripped them, and obviously they had died. The incident that has been referred to in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah ta'ala gives an entire episode about it. Allah Ta'ala relates the episode. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the fact that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come with the Torah, and now they had to bring Iman that this was the kitab of Allah Ta'ala, and they will obey this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said no. What we want is, we want to hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that this is the kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had taken a portion, 70 of them, of the Bani Israel, to go by the command of Allah. He made this request to Allah. Allah ta'ala accepted it. Now when they came to the appointed place, when they heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that this is my kitab, you should follow this kitab, it is the command that you follow the kitab, they said no. Hearing is not sufficient. Now we want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent a thunderbolt, a lightning, and that struck them and they died. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is in a crisis situation. His situation is this, that my people have not brought full iman in me. If this was their demand, and I took 70 of them to a place that is unknown to the others, what would they say? That I connived with someone and I killed these people. Again Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then when he made dua to Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala brought them back to life, and that is how they went back to the people. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about this incident, and Allah ta'ala is consoling our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They have not brought iman in you, they made this demand, they had no right. But they brought iman in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The kitab is there. They wanted written form, it was there. They didn't even believe in that written form. Now they wanted to hear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say it. When they heard Allah ta'ala say it, they said no, we want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such is this community, such are the people. Do not have this objection that here are the Yahud in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this was their forefathers in the time of Musa alayhi salam. What Allah Ta'ala is showing, that this is habitual, this is this community, and this is the people. The message that we get very clear is via our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whatever is said to us, we should say sami'na wa ata'na, we obey and we follow you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because what you have brought to us is directly from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.